Welcome to the PC Speaking Podcast series, Through the Bible in a Year, where we come together for daily reading and reflection as we journey through the scriptures. Let's dive into today's episode with Pastor Chris Miller. January, faithful in the storm.
Hello and welcome back to day number 81 of our Through the Bible in a Year reading series. And today we are reading from Numbers 32 through 34 in Luke chapter 2. Our reading today in Numbers talks about the settling of Reuben and Gad. They make a request to settle on the east side of the Jordan River. And Moses grants a request under certain conditions that we'll read about. Numbers 33 recounts Israel's journey from Egypt to the plains of Moab. It outlines there the places they camped along the way in their wilderness journey. And then the next chapter, 34, talks about the boundaries of the promised land and the appointment of leaders to oversee the distribution of land among the tribes of Israel. And in our New Testament reading today, we're going to be in Luke chapter 2. We're just going to call that the Christmas chapter. You'll see as we read that, we read Luke chapter 2 each Christmas morning in our home. Anyway, let's go ahead and read, and then we'll come back and finish up with a couple thoughts and meditations for today. Numbers 32. Now the children of Reuben and the children of Gad had a very great multitude of livestock. They saw the land of Jazer and the land of Gilead. Behold, the place was a place for livestock. The children of Gad and the children of Reuben came and spoke to Moses, to Eleazar the priest, and to the princes of the congregation, saying, Atoroth, Dibon, Jazer, Nimrah, Heshbon, Eliah, Sebam, Nebo, and Baon, the land which the Lord struck before the congregation of Israel, is a land for livestock, and your servants have livestock. They said, if we have found favor in your sight, let this land be given to your servants for a possession. Don't bring us over the Jordan. Moses said to the children of Gad, to the children of Reuben, shall your brothers go to war while you sit here? Why do you discourage the heart of the children of Israel from going over into the land which the Lord has given them? Your fathers did so when I sent them from Kadesh Barnea to see the land. For when they went up the valley of Eshcol and saw the land, they discouraged the heart of the children of Israel that they should not go into the land which the Lord had given them. The Lord's anger burnt in that day, and he swore, saying, surely none of the men who came up out of Egypt from 20 years old and upward shall see the land which I swore to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, because they have not wholly followed me, except Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, and Joshua, the son of Nun, because they have followed the Lord completely. The Lord's anger burnt against Israel, and he made them wander back and forth in the wilderness 40 years until all the congregation who had done evil in the Lord's sight was consumed. Behold, you have risen up in your father's place an increase of all sinful men to increase the fierce anger of the Lord towards Israel. For if you turn away from after him, he will yet again leave them in the wilderness, and you will destroy all these people. They came near to him and said, we will build sheepfolds here for our livestock and cities for our little ones, but we ourselves will be ready, armed to go before the children of Israel until we have brought them to their place. Our little ones shall dwell in the fortified cities because of the inhabitants of the land. We will not return to our houses until the children of Israel have all received their inheritance, for we will not inherit with them on the other side of the Jordan and beyond, because our inheritance has come to us on this side of the Jordan eastward. Moses said to them, if you will do this thing, if you will arm yourselves to go before the Lord to war, and every one of your armed men will pass over the Jordan before the Lord until he has driven out his enemies from before him, and the land is subdued before the Lord, then afterward you shall return and be clear of obligation to the Lord and to Israel. Then this land shall be your possession before the Lord. But if you will not do so, behold, you have sinned against the Lord, and be sure your sin will find you out. Build cities for your little ones and folds for your sheep, and do that which has proceeded out of your mouth. The children of Gad and the children of Reuben spoke to Moses, saying, your servants will do as my Lord commands. Our little ones, our wives, our flocks, and all our livestock shall be there in the cities of Gilead, but your servants will pass over, every man who is armed for war, before the Lord to battle, as my Lord says. So Moses commanded concerning them to Eleazar the priest, to Joshua the son of Nun, and to the heads of the fathers of the households of the tribes of the children of Israel. Moses said to them, if the children of Gad and the children of Reuben will pass with you over the Jordan, every man who is armed to battle before the Lord and the land is subdued before him, then you shall give them the land of Gilead for a possession. But if they will not pass over with you armed, they shall have possessions amongst you in the land of Canaan. The children of Gad and the children of Reuben answered, saying, as the Lord has said to your servants, so will we do. We will pass over armed before the Lord into the land of Canaan, and the possession of our inheritance shall remain with us beyond the Jordan. Moses gave to them, even to the children of Gad and the children of Reuben and the half-tribe of Manasseh, the son of Joseph, the kingdom of Sihon, kingdom of the Amorites, and kingdom of Og, king of Bashan, the land according to its cities and borders, even the cities of the surrounding land. The children of Gad built Dibon, Adaroth, Aror, Aroth, Shofan, Jazer, Jogabaha, Beth Nimrah, Beth Haran, fortified cities and folds of sheep. The children of Reuben built Heshbon, Eliah, Kirathaim, Nebo, Baal-meon, their names being changed, and Sibmah. They gave other names to the cities which they built. The children of Machir, the son of Manasseh, went to Gilead, took it, and disposed of the Amorites who were therein. Moses gave Gilead to Machir, the son of Manasseh, and he lived therein. Jair, the son of Manasseh, went and took its villages and called them Haboth Jair. Nobah went and took Kenath and its villages and called it Nobah after his own name. Numbers chapter 33. These are the journeys of the children of Israel when they went out of the land of Egypt by their armies under the hand of Moses and Aaron. Moses wrote the starting points of their journeys by the commandment of the Lord. These are their journeys according to their starting points. They traveled from Ramesses in the first month, on the 15th day of the first month, on the next day after the Passover. The children of Israel went out with a high hand in the sight of all the Egyptians, while the Egyptians were burying all their firstborn, whom the Lord had struck amongst them. The Lord also executed judgments on their gods. The children of Israel traveled from Ramesses and encamped in Succoth. They traveled from Succoth and camped in Etham, which is in the edge of the wilderness. They traveled from Etham and turned back to Pehahiroth, which is before Baal Zephon, and they encamped before Migdol. They traveled from before Haroth and crossed through the middle of the sea into the wilderness. They went 3 days' journey into the wilderness of Etham and encamped in Merah. They traveled from Merah and came to Elim. In Elim, there were 12 springs of water and 70 palm trees, and they encamped there. They traveled from Elim and encamped by the Red Sea. They traveled from the Red Sea and encamped in the wilderness of Sin. They traveled from the wilderness of Sin and encamped at Dophka. They traveled from Dophka and encamped in Elush. They traveled from Elush and encamped in Rephidim, where there was no water for the people to drink. They traveled from Rephidim and encamped in the wilderness of Sinai. They traveled from the wilderness of Sinai and encamped at Kibroth Hattaavah. They traveled from Kibroth Hattaavah and encamped in Hazeroth. They traveled from Hazeroth and encamped in Rithmah. They traveled from Rithmah and encamped in Rimmon Perez. They traveled from Rimmon Perez and encamped in Libnah. They traveled from Libnah and encamped in Resah. They traveled from Resah and encamped in Kilahath. They traveled from Kilathath and encamped in Mount Sefer. They traveled from Mount Sefer and encamped in Haradah. They traveled from Haradah and encamped in Mechelath. They traveled from Mechelath and encamped in Tehath. They traveled from Tehath and encamped in Terah. They traveled from Terah and encamped in Mithkah. They traveled from Mithkah and encamped in Heshmanah. They traveled from Heshmanah and encamped in Moseroth. They traveled from Moseroth and encamped in Bein Jaakan. They traveled from Bein Jaakan and encamped in Hor Hagidgad. They traveled from Hor Hagidgad and encamped in Jobathah. They traveled from Jobathah and encamped in Ebronah. They traveled from Ebronah and encamped in Ezion Geber. They traveled from Ezion Geber and encamped at Kadesh in the wilderness of Zin. They traveled from Kadesh and encamped in Mount Hor in the edge of the land of Edom. Aaron the priest went up into Mount Hor and at the commandment of the Lord and died there. In the 40th year after the children of Israel had come out of the land of Egypt, in the fifth month, on the first day of the month, Aaron was 123 years old when he died in Mount Hor. The Canaanite king of Arad, who lived in the south of the land of Canaan, heard of the coming of the children of Israel. They traveled from Mount Hor and encamped in Zalmanah. They traveled from Zalmanah and encamped in Punon. They traveled from Punon and encamped in Oboth. They traveled from Oboth and encamped in Ai, Abiram, in the border of Moab. They traveled from Ayim and encamped in Dibon Gad. They traveled from Dibon Gad and encamped in Almon Diblathaim. They traveled from Almon Diblathaim and encamped in the mountains of Abiram before Nebo. They traveled from the mountains of Abiram and encamped in the plains of Moab by the Jordan at Jericho. They encamped by the Jordan from Beth Jeshimoth even to Abel Shittim and the plains of Moab. The Lord spoke to Moses and in the plains of Moab by the Jordan at Jericho, saying, "Speak to the children of Israel and tell them, when you pass over the Jordan into the land of Canaan, then you shall drive out all the inhabitants of the land before you. Destroy all their stone idols, destroy all their molten images, and demolish all their high places. You shall take possession of the land and dwell therein, for I have given the land to you to possess it. You shall inherit the land by lot according to your families. To the larger groups, you shall give a larger inheritance, and to the smaller, you shall give a smaller inheritance. Wherever the lot falls to any man, that shall be his. You shall inherit according to the tribes of your fathers. But if you do not drive out the inhabitants of the land from before you, then those you let remain of them will be like pricks in your eyes and thorns in your sides. They will harass you in the land in which you dwell. It shall happen that as I thought to do to them, so will I do to you." Numbers 34. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Command the children of Israel and tell them, when you come into the land of Canaan, this is the land that shall fall to you for an inheritance, even the land of Canaan, according to its borders. Then your south quarter shall be from the wilderness of Zin, along by the side of Edom, and your south border shall be from the end of the Salt Sea eastward. Your border shall turn about southward of the ascent of Akrabim, and pass along to Zin, and it shall pass southward to Kadesh Barnea, and it shall go from Hazar Adar, and pass along to Adzmon. The border shall turn about from Adzmon to the brook of Egypt, and it shall end at that sea. For the western border, you shall have the great sea at its border. This shall be your west border. This shall be your north border. From the great sea, you shall mark out for yourselves Mount Hor. From Mount Hor, you shall mark out to the entrance of Hamath, and the border shall pass by Zedad. Then the border shall go to Ziphron, and it shall end in Hazar Enan. This shall be your north border. You shall mark out your east border from Hazar Enan to Shepham. The border shall go down from Shepham to Riblah on the east side of Ain. The border shall go down and shall reach to the side of the sea of Chinnereth eastward. The border shall go down to the Jordan and the end of the Salt Sea. This shall be your land according to its borders around it. Moses commanded the children of Israel, saying, "This is the land which you shall inherit by lot, which the Lord has commanded to give to the nine tribes and to the half tribe. For the tribe of the children of Reuben, according to their fathers' houses, the tribe of the children of Gad, according to their fathers' houses, and the half tribe of Manasseh have received their inheritance. The two tribes and the half tribe have received their inheritance beyond the Jordan at Jericho eastward towards the sunrise." The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "These are the names of the men who shall divide the land to you for inheritance: Eleazar the priest and Joshua the son of Nun. You shall take one prince of every tribe to divide the land for inheritance. These are the names of the men: of the tribe of Judah, Caleb the son of Jephunneh; of the tribe of the children of Simeon, Shemuel the son of Amminahud; of the tribe of Benjamin, Eladad the son of Chislon; of the tribe of the children of Dan, a prince, Buki, the son of Jogli; of the children of Joseph; of the tribe of the children of Manasseh, a prince, Haniel, the son of Ephod; of the tribe of the children of Ephraim, a prince, Kemuel, son of Shiftan; of the tribe of the children of Zebulun, a prince, Elitzaphan, the son of Parnach; of the tribe of the children of Issachar, a prince, Paltiel, the son of Asnan; of the tribe of the children of Asher, a prince, Ahihud, the son of Shalomi; of the tribe of the children of Naphtali, a prince, Pedahel, the son of Amminahud. These are they whom the Lord commanded to divide the inheritance to the children of Israel in the land of Canaan. Luke chapter 2. Now in those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be enrolled. This was the first enrollment made from when Quirinius was the governor of Syria. All went to enroll themselves, everyone to his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea to David's city, which is called Bethlehem, because he was the house of the family of David, to enroll himself with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him as wife being pregnant. While they were there, the day had come for her to give birth. She gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a feeding trough because there was no room for them in the inn. There were shepherds in the same country, staying in the field and keeping watch by night over their flock. Behold, an angel of the Lord stood by them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. And they were terrified. And the angel said to them, "Don't be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which will be to all the people. For there is born to you today in David's city a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. This is a sign to you. You shall find a baby wrapped in strips of cloth, lying in a feeding trough." Suddenly, there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly army praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men." When the angels went away from them into the sky, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to the Bethlehem now and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." They came with haste and found both Mary and Joseph, and the baby was lying in the feeding trough. When they saw it, they publicized widely the saying which was spoken to them about this child. All who heard it wondered at the things which were spoken to them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things, pondering them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, just as it was told them. When 8 days were fulfilled, the circumcision of the child, his name was called Jesus, which was given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. When the days of their purification, according to the law of Moses, were fulfilled, they brought him up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every male who opens the womb shall be called holy to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice according to that which is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. Behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. This man was righteous and devout, looking for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was on him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. He came in the Spirit into the temple when the parents brought in the child Jesus, that they might do concerning him according to the custom of the law. Then he received him into his arms and blessed God and said, "Now are you releasing your servant, Master, according to your word, in peace. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared before the face of all peoples, a light for revelation to the nations and the glory of your people Israel." Joseph and his mother were marveling at the things which were spoken concerning him. Simeon blessed him and said to his mother, "Behold, this child is appointed for the falling and the rising of many in Israel, and for a sign which is spoken against. Yes, a sword will pierce through your own soul, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed." There was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was of a great age, having lived with a husband 7 years from her virginity. And she had been a widow for about 84 years. Who didn't depart from the temple, worshiping with fastings and petitions night and day. Coming up at that very hour, she gave thanks to the Lord and spoke to him all those who were looking for redemption in Jerusalem. When they had accomplished all these things, they were according to the law of the Lord, they returned into Galilee to their own city, Nazareth. The child was growing and was becoming strong in spirit, being filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. His parents went every year to Jerusalem at the feast of the Passover. When he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem according to the custom of the feast. And when they had fulfilled the days as they were returning, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem. Joseph and his mother didn't know it, but supposing him to be in the company, they went a day's journey and they looked for him amongst their relatives and acquaintances. When they didn't find him, they returned to Jerusalem looking for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting in the middle of the teachers, both listening to them and asking them questions. All who heard him were amazed at his understanding and his answers. When they saw him, they were astonished, and his mother said to him, "Son, why have you treated us this way? Behold, your father and I were anxiously looking for you." And he said to them, "Why were you looking for me? Didn't you know that I must be in my father's house?" They didn't understand the saying when she spoke to them. And he went down with them and came to Nazareth. He was subject to them, and his mother kept all these sayings in his heart. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in the favor with God and men. That's our reading for today. Let's finish up with a couple of thoughts meditations for the day. Reflect on the balance between material provisions, material things, and spiritual commitments. And how can we maintain that balance in our lives? You think about Reuben and Gad and their allotment of land, and they had their possession, but you know, there was things that we were yet required of them, of the Lord. How can we maintain balance in our lives between material provisions and spiritual commitments? And here's something that we can just think about daily. How does reflecting on our past experience with God deepen our faith and perspective in the present and for the future? And to finish up, think about the significance of the birth of Jesus in his early life. And what significance does the birth and early life of Jesus hold in your understanding of God's plan for salvation and his presence in your life? Well, that's our reading for today, and I look forward to speaking with you again tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us today on the PC Speaking Podcast. Tune in tomorrow for another episode of Through the Bible in a Year. If you have found this helpful, please follow the podcast and share it with a friend. It is our hope and prayer that every episode helps enrich your relationship with God and His Word.